This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Legislative Council held a special meeting this week. This after choosing to not hear a proposal Friday, a proposal that would fund additional resources to curb the spread of COVID-19 in the Latinx and Marshallese communities. The Arkansas Department of Health had requested $7 million in federal CARES Act funding allocated to Arkansas for a targeted program, which would be carried out by the Northwest Arkansas Council. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us more.
Both the Latinx and Marshallese communities living in Arkansas have been disproportionately affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. In Northwest Arkansas, the two groups account for 70% of all positive coronavirus cases. And despite making up only 3% of the regional population, more than half the deaths have been in the Marshallese community. These statistics are why the Arkansas Department of Health asked the CARES Act Steering Committee and then the Legislative Council for $7 million to fund programs that target both populations. The money will be allocated to the Northwest Arkansas Council, which has been working with a coalition of healthcare providers during the pandemic. The coalition includes the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Fayetteville. Pearl McElfish, the vice chancellor of the campus, who has worked with both Latinx and Marshallese populations for years, spoke to lawmakers before the vote.
We really felt, as the CDC recommended, that a three-pronged approach of having testing, having contact tracing, and enhanced case management so that once you tell someone to stay home, that you're able to ensure that they're connected with the services needed in order to do that was necessary in order to begin to slow the spread.
Of the $7 million, nearly $3 million will be put into contact tracing and navigation staff. $1.5 million will be spent on case management, and $2.5 million will go toward testing uninsured and special populations. While the funding is going to the Northwest Arkansas Council, it will be used to assist Latinx and Marshallese communities in Independence, Randolph, Sevier, and Yell counties. McElfish says the goal is to hire contact tracers who better reflect the people they will be working with.
And we're committed to an approach that does that so that we have at least 50% of the contact tracers being Spanish-speaking, and at least 20% or more of the contact tracers that we would employ being Marshallese. And we have a long history of hiring and retaining those workers.
It will take about 2 to 3 weeks to hire Spanish and Marshallese-speaking staff, who McElfish says will be essential to making meaningful connections within both communities, especially since the contact tracing contractors working for the health department have only been able to hire one Marshallese-speaking contact tracer so far.
It's very different if a stranger calls somebody and then uses a translation phone versus being able to have someone whose name you likely recognize call you and explain to you what's needed. And so it's really working within what many people see as a challenge in the community, is that it's a close-knit community.
Some lawmakers did voice their opposition to the spending, arguing the health department should have already made investments in helping the Latinx and Marshallese populations with prior appropriations. Representative Robin Lundstrom, a Republican who represents portions of Benton and Washington counties, wondered whether the money would be better spent on food, housing, and utility assistance for the Marshallese community instead of contact tracing.
I'm just not sure we need more contact tracing and testing when they're not going to respond. They're scared of us and they're hungry. I would rather see community clinic and the hospitals dialing down on the food banks and on the real needs that they have right now. This is a community that doesn't trust us. They're not going to respond to a phone call. So that would just be my concern.
And while Representative Jim Dodson, a Republican from Bentonville, wasn't wholly against the proposal, he did suggest cutting the funding to $4 million, since the Department of Health had been approved for an additional $16 million for contact tracing efforts at the start of the meeting.
I think they probably need to use the funds that they already have at hand. So I would make a substitute motion that we do $4 million for this, and we direct the Department of Health to use part of the $16 million that we already just approved to fill out the remainder of this $3 million in contracts for a total of $7 million.
Dodson's motion failed, and in the end, both he and Lundstrom voted in favor of funding the entirety of the Northwest Arkansas Council request, as did Republican Senator Jim Hendren, whose district includes portions of Benton and Washington counties.
And we've got arguments here today about process, about contractors arguing about it. Meanwhile, we've got a population that is being devastated. A population, they don't trust us. You know why they don't trust us? I think everybody knows, because we nuked their islands almost out of existence, causing long-term health damage and consequences. We allow them to migrate here, and then they're faced with this problem, and we'll approve $16 million for everybody else, but then cut back on what we're trying to do to help these folks.
The funding request passed with a 23-4 vote in the House and a 12-9 vote in the Senate. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.